from the world's only Corn Palace, I bid you a good evening as the North Carolina Defenders set to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. The North College Defenders concluding their trip across the floor in terms of their warm-ups, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers taking their turn right now. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the Crow's Nest on the end line here at the Corn Palace. Let's take a look at the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They come in 9-3 into tonight's contest, 0-1 in the GPAC. Tigers have losses to Clark, Morningside, and Mount Mercy. Tigers are 3-2 in their last five matches. Tigers are averaging 13.5 kills per set with a 232 kill efficient. They're also scoring 1.98 points per set on blocks, and the Tigers get to 18.05 digs per contest. Dakota Wesleyan is averaging 1.16 points per set on ace serves and allow 1.07. Lauren Tadlock is good for nearly 5 kills per set with a 250 kill efficiency. Dana Misayashik is averaging 2.67 kills per set, and Rebecca Frick accounts for 2.02 kills per outing. Michelle Vadapps is good for 11.09 assists per set. Taylor Spence tops the team with 6.26 digs per set. And Tadlock's average is 2.56. Vadapps leads the team with 12 ace serves. Spence and Misayashik each have 10. Nord College is 8-2 this season, 1-0 in the GPAC. Nord has conference win over Northwestern. That happened 1 week ago this evening, 3-0. They also beat number 9 ranked Grandview last weekend. Nord's losses are to Bellevue, that was in the season opener, and Mid-America Nazarene 2 weeks ago. The Defenders average 14.2 kills per set with a 263 kill efficiency. They limited opponents to a 154 kill efficiency and 10.65 kills per set. Nord gets 2.1 kills points per set off of blocks, and they average 1.84 ace serves per outing while allowing 0.89. Nord College is led by Brooke Granstra's 4.52 kills per set. She is being held out once again this evening from competition and is not in uniform. She gets to 2.79 digs per outing. Emma Altna has lifted her average to 2.97 kills per set. Julia Lindberg has a 2.38 kills per set average. Elizabeth Keel rounds out the players who have more than 2 kills per set on average, as she is at 2.16. Jocelyn Wind has a 1.75 kills per set average after filling in for Granstra last week. Haley Moss is at 1.59 kills per set, and she, Keel, and Granstra all average about a block per set. Jamie Gasink runs the offense with 11.27 assists per set.
Has a 2.57 digs per set average to go with 11 ace serves. Jill Scouten leads the team with
3.65 digs per set average. Aubrey Drake is at 2.0 digs per outing. Altna leads the team with 19 ace serves. Lindberg and Drake are at 12 each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the players you can anticipate hearing about in the rotation for both teams right after this. Players you can expect to hear about in the rotation. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders this evening, number 2, Abby Palamon, a 5'5 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 1.3 digs per set. Aubrey Drake is a 5'4 sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2 digs per set. She also has 12 ace serves. Jill Scouten is the libero, wears number 7. She's a 5'8 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 3.7 digs per set. Jocelyn Wind will start in the middle. She's got a 298 kill efficiency and a 1.75 kill average. And Jocelyn Wind is a 6-foot sophomore from Johnston, Colorado. Julia Lindberg is a 6-1 sophomore from Margate, Florida. She's an outside hitter, averaging 2.38 kills with a 219 kill efficiency. She also has 12 ace serves. Emma Altna is a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center. Altna is averaging 1 dig, 2.97 kills, and a 232 kill efficiency. Jamie Gasink is a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux Center. She is averaging 2.57 digs and 11.27 assists per set. Summer Jansen, defensive specialist, is a 5'10 junior from Sheldon. She is averaging 1.96 digs per set. Elizabeth Keel is a middle blocker. She is averaging 2.16 kills per set. And Elizabeth Keel is a 6-foot senior from Orange City. And Haley Moss is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center. She's a right side hitter, averaging 1.59 kills with a 116 kill efficiency. She also averages nearly one block per set. Keel, Granstra, and Altano are all averaging right at one block per set. For Dakota Wesleyan, Their lineup will consist of Taylor Spence. She's the libero, 5'9 senior from North Branch, Minnesota, averaging 6.3 digs per set. Number three is Dana Misayashik. She is a 5'7 senior from Mitchell, South Dakota. She is averaging 2.67 kills with 2.5 with a 255 kill efficiency, and she is she also has 10 ace serves. Emma Pengilly is a 5'6 senior from Watertown, South Dakota. She's from Black Hills State University, and she is averaging 2.09 digs per set. Rebecca Frick is a 5'11 freshman from Yankton, South Dakota. Frick is averaging 2.0 kills per set. Leslie Karsrud wears number 7. She's the defensive specialist, averaging 2.1 digs. And she is a 5'9 sophomore from Rapid City, South Dakota. Lauren Tadlock is the leading attacker for Dakota Wesleyan. She wears number 8. She's a 5'10 senior from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging right at 5 kills per set. Katie Vetch wears number 12. She's a 5'9 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. And Katie Vetch is averaging 1.69 kills per set. Michelle Van Epps is a 5'10 senior from Lakefield, Minnesota. She's from Iowa, by way of Iowa Lakes Community College. And she is averaging 11.09 assists per set. Number 15 is Sydney Edney. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Jackson, Minnesota, and she is averaging 1.1 kills per set. Mallory Cooper wears number 17, a 5'6 freshman from Orchard, Nebraska, and she is averaging 1.4 digs per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Haywarden, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering modern, comfortable, friendly dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is their number to call to be proactive. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, paintless dent repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Some of the other volleyball happening this week in GPAC action. Tonight, Morningside is at Briarcliff. Northwestern's at Mount Marty. Tomorrow, the College of St. Mary, Doan is at Midland. College of St. Mary is playing tomorrow as well. College of St. Mary is at Northwestern on September the 16th, and Great Plains Athletic Conference season really hits its stride in the next couple of weeks as we get into the heart of the 16-match schedule. Dort College is done with their weekend classics other than a triangular they are hosting in early October on Friday, October the 7th. They'll be working in a match with the College of St. Mary Flames and also a match with California School coming in on Friday, October the 7th. But other than that, it's standalone matches for the Dort College Defenders from here on out. Dakota Wesleyan in their blue jerseys, black shorts, white numbers. They're trimmed in white. Dort College in their white jerseys, black numbers and lettering, and they are trimmed out in yellow. Served by Lindbergh, controlled by Wesley, and pushed up close to the net and popping it over the block for the kill is Dakota Wesleyan's Michelle Vineps. And Vineps has her first kill of the evening. And Dakota Wesleyan is out in front, 1-0. 1-0, our score. Serving is Taylor Spence, controlled by Dort College. Back set over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan out to a 2-0 lead. So a kill by Spence, followed by a block by the Tigers. And Dakota Wesleyan out to a 2-0 lead. Short serve taken by Palama. Up close to the net, and it passes over the net by Palama. It drops on the Dakota Wesleyan side of the floor. And the Dort College defenders are down 2-1. Wasn't a planned any part of an offense that got Dort College that point, but they do get a point nonetheless. And now Summer Jansen is on to serve. Controlled by Wesleyan. Quick attack right side through the box. Saved by Palama. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack for Keel. And Keel gets the kill, and the Dort College defenders tied up at 2-2. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders fighting back to a 2-2 tie with two unanswered. Summer Jansen, the floater, taken by Spence, and her pass is into the net. Point Dort College, and an ace serve for Dort College and Jansen. So Summer Jansen with her first ace serve tonight. She now has 5 for the season. She'll go to the sideline, and another ace serve for Jansen. That time Spence lets it go, and it catches the sideline. And Summer Jansen has her second ace serve this evening. Dort College on a 4-0 run. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes to the side. Block put up that time by Keel and Gasing. Dort College recovers, set outside to Lindbergh. Banks it off of the block, saved by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net, free ball. Taken by Keel, gets it to Gasing. Gasing back set, Keel off high hands, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack to the outside, and putting it down from the outside is Wesleyan's Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock with her first kill this evening. And the Tigers, that time getting the extended rally point. Dort College leads 4-3. Serving is Michelle Vineps. Vineps with service for the Tigers. Her floater, big about Palama. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing helps it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes right side through the box. Saved by Palama. Kept alive by Scout and bumps it up towards the net. Pushed over the net by Altina. Saved by Wesleyan. Tadlock into the net. Point Dort College. Lauren Tadlock with the attack error, and the Dort College defenders lead 5-3. 5-3, our score. Jocelyn Wind into the contest. Palama checks out. Also checking into the contest for Dort College is Aubrey Drake. Checking out is Elizabeth Keel. So Drake has service. Dort College leading 5-3. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Tipped over the block. Saved by Scout and gets it to Gasing. Quick attacks. Wind with a kill. Well, Jocelyn Wind has filled in for Brooke Granstra in the middle. She had a good match against Northwestern last week and helped Dort College to that 3-0 win. Also instrumental in the 3-2 road win over Granby on Saturday. A kill out of the middle for Tadlock, and Tadlock cuts it down to a 6-4 contest. Tadlock with her second kill this evening. And the Dort College defender lead is 6-4. Serving is Tadlock for Wesleyan. Served the back line. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside Altina. Altina through the block. No one touched it. Point Wesleyan. So Altina with an attack error. Didn't get on top of that one. And Dakota Wesleyan is down 6-5. Tadlock. Short serve. Saved by Jansen. Helped over the net by Gasink. Controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes to the outside, into the block, saved by Gasing. Chicken wing save, gets it back over Altina. Altina with the kill. So Altina responds to the attack error with just the way you want that outside attacker to, as she goes up and terminates with an attack from the outside on the busted play. Now she's serving. Dort College leading 7-5. Altina serves, sideline wide and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So Altina with the service error. Altina will now check out of the match. Scouten will check in. Serving for Wesleyan is Leslie Karsrud. Karsrud with service. And her serve is squarely into the net. Into the net, I should say. You give a point, you get a point. Dort College leads 8-6. So a couple of service errors. Gasing now serving. That means three attackers in the front row for the defenders. Wesleyan attacks. Set goes to the middle over the top of the block. Pancake saved by Gasing. Pushed over the net by Wynn. Saved by Wesleyan. Free ball. Set goes outside. Left to Rebecca Frick. And Frick puts it away from the outside. And Wesleyan is back to within a point at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Serving is Emily Pengilly. Pengilly with service for Wesleyan. Pengilly serve taken by Scouten in the back corner. Comes back over to Gasing. Sets left side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. So Lindbergh records the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her first kill this evening by my count. And the defenders lead it 9-7. 9-7 the score. Paloma has service. Paloma serve to the back line controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. No down balls. It taken by Scouten. A free ball in effect. Gasing quick attack. Kill. Wesleyan cannot give Dort College free chances. Too many weapons at the net, especially with Gasing in the back row. Paloma has service. Paloma serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes left side. Pushed over the net with the left hand. That's the offhand for Wesleyan. Here comes Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with the kill for Haley, the 6'6 junior from Sioux Center. She puts one down, and the defenders lead it 11-7. 11-7 our score. Serving is Paloma. Floater to the back line, saved by Wesleyan. Popping it over the block is Tadlock from behind the spike line. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with another kill. Elizabeth Keel with another kill, her third. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
You're investing.
Dakota Wesleyan scored the first 2 points of the set. Since then, Dort College has outscored the Tigers 12-5. Defenders right now on a 4-0 run as well to go from up 8-7 to up 12-7. A couple of kills by Elizabeth Keel. Also kills by Moss and Lindbergh for Dort College in that run. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Wesleyan on the attack, unable to put it down. Paloma there for the dig. Comes back over to Moss, and Moss is blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. And Wesleyan breaks the run of 4 points in a row by the defenders with that block. 12-8. Serving for Wesleyan will be Mallory Cooper. Cooper with service. Floater taken by Scouten. Goes to Gasing, lots of options. Comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh goes down the line with that outside attack, attacking from the left side. Dort College in the court opposite me, coming towards me here in set number one. Lindbergh serve controlled by Wesleyan up near the scoreboard on the pass. Comes over to Gasing. Gasing with a dig. Gets it over to Paloma. Right side Moss. Moss with a swing. Dug by Spence. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tadlock over the top of the block. And we've got a player in the net for Dort College. They say Moss was in the twine. And the Dort College defenders give up the point. And that'll go as a kill for Tadlock, her third. Tadlock averaging right at 5 kills per set. She's got 3 already in this one. Altano with a kill. She makes short order of that one. Altano with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 14-9 in set number 1. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen had back-to-back ace serves in her last trip through the service area. Comes over to Wesleyan, attacking Tadlock. Tadlock blocked at the net, saved by Wesleyan, picking it up with Spence. They come back over to Tadlock. Tadlock hammers away for another kill. She's got 4, and the defenders lead 14-10. So Tadlock with 4 kills. Last 2 points recorded by Wesleyan have come off of kills by her. Michelle Van Epps now serving for the Tigers. Van Epps serves short, taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a tip and the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 4th kill. And the Dort College defenders lead at 15-10. Paloma is out. Keel is out. Drake is in, along with Wendt. So the attackers are Altana and Wendt right now. Served by Drake. Saved by Spence. Comes over Saved by Gason, gets it up to Wind. Wind with the attack off the second contact, unable to put it down. Now Tadlock hits it long, but they say a Dort College player touched it at the net. Tadlock with another kill. Well, so far it's been all Lauren Tadlock for Wesleyan. Five of their 11 points have come off of kills by her. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Wind. Wind with another kill, this time a slide to the right. Jocelyn Wind with her second kill. Dort College leads 16-11. 16-11, Dort College in front, set number one of this best-of-five affair, playing at the Corn Palace. We've done this a couple times now at the Corn Palace. Jump serve by Altena, top spin serve, Wesleyan controls it, outside set, and into the net is Rebecca Frick. Dort College with the point off the attack error. If you don't play at the Corn Palace, you play at the Gordon Fosnes Arena on the campus of Dakota Wesleyan. This time of the year, I've had plenty of warm evenings there, not much ventilation. So I don't mind at all that we are here at the Corn Palace. Set comes right side through the block, unable to put it away as Misai Ashek comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap, controlled by Wesleyan, attacking. Now pushed over the net, free ball to Dort College. Jansen throws it over to Gason, comes back over to Wind. Wind unable to punch it down. Wesleyan attacking Misai Ashek. Misai Ashek with the kill, her first. Carsrud, 17-12, Dort College in front. Serving is Leslie Carsrud for Wesleyan. So Wesleyan to serve. Drake set to receive. This one's going to go to Jansen instead, though. Gasink outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off the block for the kill. Just simply uses that block developing. Slams it off the side of the block, and Lindbergh has her third kill this evening. Lindbergh with the kill. 18-12, Dort College up six. Serving is Gasink. Gasink short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Spence. Set goes to the middle. Misai Ashek. Misai Ashek with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 18-13. So Dort College right now in a position where you don't give up a big run, you're going to be just fine. Emily Pengilly with service. Pengilly serve taken by Lindbergh. Passed over to Gasink. Comes back over to Wind. Wind banks it off the top of the block. Catches the tape and it falls down. Point Dort College. And another kill for Wind. Wind with her third kill by my count. Serving for the defenders is Palama. And another timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. They use timeout number two. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. 19-13, Dort College leading after the timeout by Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Palama has service for Wesleyan. Palama pops it over the net, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll throw it to the middle. Our score after the kill by Lindbergh as she goes down the line with it. Served by Palama, controlled by Wesleyan. Tiger throw it over, saved by Gasink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel pushes it over. Joust at the net. One out by Keel that time. Keel. For Palama serves to the sideline, and Palama serve as an ace. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-13. So Dort College pulling away here in set number one. Palama with her first ace, the third of the night for Dort College. Wesleyan attacking. They'll throw it outside to Frick. Frick over the block, saved by Scott. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh with her fifth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-13. Serving is Palama. Palama floater saved by Wesleyan. Tigers go over to Frick. Frick squarely into the net. Point Dort College. So an attack error by Frick. And the defender lead is 11. 24-13, 5 in a row for the defenders as they're looking to close it out here. Starting again will be Palamon. And it appears Rebecca Frick shaking up on the play. Palamon, knuckleball serve saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, goes to the outside. Tadlock unable to put it down. Now another one over the box, saved by Palama. Gasing back over to Keel. Keel with a tip, controlled by Wesleyan. Two players collide. Set goes outside and hitting it long and out of bounds. Over the top of the block was the Wesleyan attacker, and that's the replacement for Frick, Sidney Fritz. Fritz hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Defenders win it 25-13. Back with set number two right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College now in the near court. Dakota Wesleyan on the far side. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan will be Mallory Cooper. So the Dort College defenders leading, winning set one, 25-13. Pulled away from a 13-9 advantage to get that win. And now an ace serve for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the ace serve, and that's Mallory Cooper with her first ace this evening. Gasing passes it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Dug by Altena. Passed over to Gasing. Set right side over to Moss. Moss tips over the block, and Moss with the kill. Haley Moss with her second kill, and the Dort College defenders tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for Dort College is Summer Jansen. Summer Jansen with serve. Jansen had a couple of service aces in set number one. And attacking out of the middle, getting that kill, I believe, was number eight, Lauren Tadlock. And Tadlock now with 1,000 career kills after entering this evening with the high 990s. Through the block is Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with her sixth kill this evening. So the Dort College defenders tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill by my count. And the Dort College defenders fighting back to an early tie at 2-2. Serve taken by Wesleyan. And that one, the serve reception hits on the outside of the antenna. And that'll go as an ace serve for Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with her first kill, or pardon me, her first ace serve. And the Dort College defenders lead it 3-2. 3-2 our score, serving is Drake. Drake to the back line, and Drake hits it long and out of bounds. So a service error, and the Tigers get a point on the service error by Drake. And apologize, it appears that my wireless signal breaking up a little bit here this evening in the Corn Palace. 3-3 our score. Gasing goes right side over to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan scrambling. They get to it. Pushing it through the block and getting the kill is Dana Misiacic. Misiacic with the kill. And Wesleyan leads it 4-3. 4-3 our score. And serving is Van Epps. Taken by Drake. Overpass. And that time on the quick attack on the overpass is Kimberly Van Bakkern. Van Bakkern with a kill. Van Bakkern takes advantage of the errant pass, and just like that, Wesleyan is out in front 5-3. 5-3 our score. Taken by Drake, gets it to Gasing, throws it outside Altena. Altena cross court, dug by Wesleyan. They'll scramble, they get to it, passed over the net to Misiacic. Misiacic puts it away for the kill. So Misiacic with the kill makes it a 6-3 Wesleyan lead. Misiacic with the service now. Floater controlled by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena off high hands. And a kill for Emma Altena. For Emma Altena, that is her third kill by my count. Her first kill of set number two. Now Altena has service with her team trailing 6-4. Be a good spot to rip off three or four in a row here. Let's see what Altena does. Right-handed jump serve, top spin serve, controlled by Wesleyan. She leads the team in ace serves, does Altena, and making short work of that service is Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock with her seventh kill, and Wesleyan leads it 7-4. Wesleyan has service. This is Tadlock serving now. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing dumps it over. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers punch it over. Saved by Scout. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing and the kill. Lindbergh with the kill makes it 7-5. Julia Lindbergh with her sixth kill. And the North College defenders down 7-5. Wesleyan has service. Pushed over the net. They have serve received, I should say. Gasing scrambling to it. Keeps it alive. Passed over to Drake. Drake pushes it over. Set right side, Misiacic. Pancake saved by Scouten. Dort College scrambling right now. Wesleyan, I don't know if they've changed something up offensively or if Dort College just not in position defensively. But Wesleyan putting together a strong start to set number two. Misiacic makes it 8-5. Sarah Hoosier with service. Left-handed serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Side goes to Moss. Moss tips it over. Wesleyan scrambling. Nearly run out of room. They keep it in play. Passed over the net. Free ball. Lindbergh gets it to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Wynn. Blocked at the net. Saved by Scout and pushed over the net. Now Moss. Moss taps it over. And Moss will get credit for the kill on the broken play. Moss with the kill makes it 8-6. Dort College down two. Abby Palama has service for the defenders. Her jump serve, low hard serve, taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan sitting on a 2-point cushion. Saved by Gasing, gets it over to Keel, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh pushes it down the line. Wesleyan scrambling, unable to get to it. Point Dort College with a kill from Keel on the left side. Elizabeth Keel with her seventh kill. It's 8-7 our score. Palama has service. Palama with the jump serve to the corner and an ace serve for Palama. Palama with her second ace serve, her first of set two. And the Dort College defenders tie it up at 8-8. Our third tie of set number two. Dort College one set one going away 25-13. Serve to the sideline and another ace serve for Palama. Palama finds the sideline right down the right sideline. Got it inside the antenna and it drops on the line. And Palama has her third ace this evening. Palama serves to that spot again. This time hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. We're tied 9-9. So a service error by Palama. Wesleyan has service. This is Emily Pengilly. Pengilly serving with the score tied 9-9. 9-all. Pengilly to send it over. Right-handed server. Floater to the back line as well off of the back line. Point Dort College. And the Dort College defenders back in front 10-9. Well, there are definitely some wind currents. You see those serves with no spin on them doing a fair amount of moving. Lindbergh with service. This is a top spin serve. Not much movement on that one. Wesleyan attacking, and we've got a ball hitting the antenna off the attack by Rebecca Frick, Point Dort College, and the defenders have turned what was an 8-5 disadvantage into an 11-9 advantage on the attack here by Frick. Serving for the defenders will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh with service. Lindbergh with a jump serve taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes right side of the block. Saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside to Altena. Blocked at the net. Wesleyan putting the block up. That was Michelle Van Epps. So a block by Van Epps, and it's 11-10. Dort College by a point. Wesleyan with service. This is Mallory Cooper serving. Dort College one set 125-13, but locked in a dogfight here in set number 2. Set goes outside to Moss. Moss unable to put it down, and we're tied 11-11. 11-11 our score on the attack here by Moss. Serving again will be Cooper for Wesleyan. Cooper's floater, taken by Scout, and gets it over to Giesing. Quick attack, Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Wesleyan attacking off high hands and banging off the block out of bounds is Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock with her 8th kill this evening. So Tadlock using the block and knocking it off of the block and out of bounds, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Did you?
Serve taken by Palamon. We are underway with set with the resumption of set number 2. Emma Altena puts it away from the left side. Emma Altena with her 4th kill. And the defenders have tied it up at 12-12. 12-12 our score on the kill by Altena. Summer Jansen has service, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack to the right side, and trying to put it away was Katie Vetch. Katie Vetch blocked, though, a solo block put up by Altena. And that makes it 13-12, Dort College up by 1. Summer Jansen with service, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, and a block put up again by Giesink and Keel. Here comes Wesleyan, pushed to the sideline, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Van Epps, and Dort College leads by 2. So an attack error by Van Epps, and the defenders lead it 14-12. Serving is Jansen. Jansen goes to the sideline, and Jansen's serve is just wide and out of bounds. So a service error by Jansen. That allows them to get back to within 1 at 14-13. Serve controlled by Paloma. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink outside Altena. Altena banks it off the block. Saved by Jansen. Right side attack Keel. Keel cross-court kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. And for Elizabeth, the senior from Orange City, that is her 7th kill tonight. Serving for Dort College is Aubrey Drake, the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois, to line it up. Defensive specialist. More of a hop serve than a jump serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, down the line, and for the kill. I believe that was Tadlock with the kill. And the defenders clinging to a 1-point lead at 15-14. Van Epps has service. Van Epps serve, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink tips it to the back corner and gets the kill. Jamie Giesink with her first kill. She gets about to 1 per set. Dort College leading 16-14, and Altena has service. Altena, the right-handed server from Sioux Center, a sophomore. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Set goes to the middle. Triple block put up by Wind, Lindbergh, and Giesink. And on the second chance, after Wesleyan covered the block, they got it too close to the net, and Wind put it away. Wind with her 4th kill. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. Altena with service as we resume play. Dort College leading 17-14, and Wesleyan with an attack here. Misiacic with the attack here as she hit the antenna. And the Dort College defenders lead at 18-14. Wesleyan has used one of their timeouts. They have one remaining. Altena with service. That one catches the net and falls back on the Dort College side. Point Wesleyan. So a service error by Altena, and it's 18-15. 18-15 serving for Wesleyan is Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Wesleyan scrambles to it. They pass it over the net. Free ball taken by Jansen. This is Wind. Giesing comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh attacking from the outside, and Julia Lindbergh with her 7th kill by my count. Now Giesink has service for the defender. She serves it down the line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, and Moss puts up the block. Wesleyan covers it, saved by Skelton as they tap it to the back corner. Comes back over to Lindbergh, hits it wide and out of bounds as she went cross-court with it. And Dakota Wesleyan back to within a point, back to within 3 at 19-16 after the attack error. It has not been flawless volleyball by any means, but on September the 13th, you don't expect that. Sarah Hoosier with service, taken by Drake. Comes back right side, Moss. Moss through the block. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. York College leads 20-16. Paloma has service. Abby Paloma with three ace serves to her credit already this evening. Five for the defenders as a team. 20-16, our score, Ord College by four. Floater controlled by Wesley, and that was Frick. Coming back right side, Misiacic, unable to put it down. Here comes Ord College. Comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Dug by Wesley, and they cover it. Misiacic from the back line. Saved by Gasing. Bump set goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg tries to cut it cross court and hits it wide and out of bounds. Right idea by Lindberg, but a tough angle, and she just couldn't get it on the sideline. So Wesleyan hanging around in this one, and now they're a service run away from getting right back squarely into this set. It's 20-17, North College by three. Taken by Paloma, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Keel blocked at the net, covered by Scout, and gets it back over to Gasing. Outside Lindberg. Lindberg unable to put it down, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, pushed it by Frick into the block, and the block put up by Keel and Moss. Point, North College. So Moss and Keel with the block. North College leading 21-17, so the defender's still in the driver's seat. Lindberg serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Keel with the block and the kill. Or the block and the point, I should say. So Keel makes it a 22-17 score. Ord College in front by five. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. They have used up both of their timeouts, and they trail by five here in set two. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in a variety of Northwest Iowa communities, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. By Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering friendly, modern, and comfortable dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 22-17 our score. Wesleyan, serve received from Lindberg. And that time they attack on the slide from the right. Katie Vetch with a kill. And for Vetch, that's her first kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-18. So Vetch records the kill. Wesleyan has service. This is Cooper with service. And Cooper's floater taken by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Comes back quick to Keel. Keel with a swing. Now a fight at the net. Joust unable to put it away. Wesleyan unblocked and getting the kill out of the middle is Katie Vetch. Vetch with her second kill. North College's lead is down to 3, 22-19. North College has one timeout remaining. So Wesleyan has service. This is Cooper with serve. Cooper served down the sideline, taken by Dort College. They have to scramble for it. Altna sends it to the middle of the floor. Passed over the net by Gasink. Wesleyan dumps it over, saved by Gasink on the dig. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Moss with her fifth kill, and the Dort College defenders lead at 23-19. Moss with four kills here in set two. Dort College by four. And the serve by Summer Jansen is into the net, point Wesleyan. Jansen with a service error. And Wesleyan's Taylor Spence has served, taken by Scouten. Overpass and a kill put down for Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock with her 10th kill. Dort College's lead is 23-21 and the defenders want to call a timeout. So both teams have used both of their timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Holloman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Dort College hits it long, and Wesleyan backed over the end of point at 23-22. Serving for Wesleyan is Spence. Taken by Paloma, gets it to Gason, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, Wesleyan pushes it over, free ball. Scouten comes back over to Gason. Gason outside Altano. Altano tries to terminate. Wesleyan scrambling, and they pass it up and over and out of bounds, point defenders. Well, the defenders caught looking at that one as it got very close to the sideline on the return. Altano with the kill for Emma. That was the right thing to do there. You wanted to go up to your terminator. And Altano went with a hard swing, but it was almost hard enough that Wesleyan dug it up and over. Dort College now on set point, 24-22. Serve taken by Wesleyan. Joust at the net, and a double contact called on Wesleyan, and the Dort College defenders win it on the ball handling error, 25-22. So Dort College leads two sets to nothing, 25-13 and 25-22. Back with set number three in a moment. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 25-13 and 25-22. That's 2-0 in the match. The Dort College defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers off the floor right now as they are going through their instruction in the locker rooms between sets two and three. The Dort College defenders looking for their ninth win of the season. They stand 8-2 overall, 1-0 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 9-3 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan loss in the conference is a 3-0 decision to Morningside. Earlier today, Dort College's Jamie Gasink was named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Setter of the Week for the second week in a row. She's leading the country in assists per set, and she is averaging right at 11.3 assists per set. Other notable statistics for the Dort College defenders, Brooke Granster, who is not playing this evening, ranks number 8 in volleyball with 4.5 kills per set and 18th in attack percentage at 359. For Dakota Wesleyan, Michelle Van Epps is 3rd in the country in assists per game at 11.09. Taylor Spence ranks 4th in the country in digs per set at 6.3. And Lauren Tadlock ranks number 4 in Division 1 in kills per game at 4.95. Coming up this weekend, Dort College football as the defenders host the Morningside Mustangs. That will be a 1 o'clock kickoff from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. You can hear the game on KDCR on Saturday afternoon. Dort College volleyball Saturday afternoon as well. That's a 5 o'clock start time, 3:30 for the junior varsity. Dort College taking on the Hastings College Broncos. We get set for set number three. Dort College looking for the sweep here this evening in Mitchell, South Dakota. While Dakota Wesleyan in front of the home crowd trying to force this to a fourth set. Well, the one thing you do notice in the Corn Palace is it's not terribly bright. Seems dimmer than it is during basketball. I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but not a bright setting at all. Set goes right side through the block, and Wesleyan nearly gets the kill, and eventually they do get the kill as Paloma sprawls after that one. Paloma unable to keep it in play, though, and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers score the first point of the set for the third time this evening. attack to the outside, and Altena hits it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan leads it 2-0. 2-0 our score, serving for Dakota Wesleyan as Taylor Spence. Spence served, taken by Scouten, taken by Gasink. Gasink on the attack to Keel. Keel unable to put it down, blocked. Dort College attacking. Altena over the off speed, and Altena over the kill. So Altena comes through with the punch shot, her seventh kill, beg your pardon, her sixth kill. Serving for the defenders now will be Summer Jansen. Dort College leading 2-1. Trailing 2-1, leading in the match, though, 2-0. Set goes outside, into the block, covered. Wesleyan attacking again. That's Tadlock. Keel timed it out that time, and Keel puts up the solo block, and the Dort College defenders knotted at 2-2. Keel goes up on that solo block as Lauren Tadlock was going to try to knock it down before Dort College could get a block put up. Saved by Scouten on the redirection. Pushed over the net by Keel. Here comes Wesleyan and Tadlock. Tadlock hits it wide. Right into the block. Dort College now loads up. Gasink. Gasink unable to put it away. Wesleyan attacking. Tadlock throws it over the net. And a double contact called on Wesleyan. So a ball handling error on Dakota Wesleyan, and the Dort College defenders lead 3-2. Serving is Summer Jansen. Jansen cross-court serve taken by Spence, helped over the net by the setter for Wesleyan, and getting credit for the kill is Michelle Van Epps. Van Epps with her second kill. We're tied 3-3. Serving for Wesleyan is Van Epps, so three attackers in the front for Wesleyan. Paloma to Gasink, Gasink to Keel on the slide, dug by Van Epps. Wesleyan attacking, Tadlock pushes it over the block, saved by Jansen. Kept alive by Scouten, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, Tadlock unable to put it away. Scouten, Scouten back over to Gasink, comes back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena with seven kills, and the Dort College lead is 4-3. 4-3 our score, serving is Dort College's Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with 12 ace serves this season. She's got one this evening, so 13 as we do the quick math. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes outside. Misiacic unable to put it down. Saved by Vanets. Puts it over, though. Scouten gets it to Gasink. Gasink to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Now the set back over to Gasink. Gasink unable to attack from the right side for the kill. And Wesleyan pushes it through the block. That's Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock with her 11th kill. And we're tied at 4-4. 4-4 the score. Serving for Wesleyan is Tadlock. Tadlock serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Slide Wind. Wind through the block. That's Spence. Spence with the initial dig. And now they say the ball hit the floor on the attack by Gasink. Gasink with her third kill this evening. And the North College defenders within a up a point, 5-4. Emma Altena has service. Altena with a jump serve. Top spin serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking and unable to get a clean set was Van Epps. Point defenders. So ball handling error on Wesleyan. Dort College leads 6-4. Serving again is Altena. Altena, the sophomore from Sioux Center. First team all GPAC selection last year. Banging it off the block was the attack by Wesleyan. Cross court, unable to put it down was Lindbergh. Here comes Wesleyan reloading over the antenna. Dort College attacking. Wind punches it over. No attack there. Set goes left side. Unable to put it away, though, was Wesleyan. Comes back to Wind. Wind with a swing. Wesleyan attacking. Saved by Lindbergh. Gets it to Gasink. Gasink back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, the sophomore from Margate, Florida, with a kill. Lindbergh records the kill from the outside. Julia Lindbergh with her eighth kill from the left-hand attacker's position. Or the outside hitter. Serving is Altena. Altena, serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tadlock, off of the block, saved by Dort College, and a double contact called on Gasink. Gasink unable to get that set up cleanly. Ball handling error on Gasink. Point Tigers. Tigers trail 7-5. 7-5 serving for the Tigers is Sarah Hoosier, Hoosier with the left-handed serve. Short, taken by Skouten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net and unable to recover it. Point, Wesleyan. So Wesleyan gets a point off of a block. And Hoosier's serve taken by Jansen. Comes back over to Wind. Wind pushes it over. Now a joust at the net, and Wind and Gaysink both went up. And I believe it's Wind who's going to get credit for the kill. Jocelyn Wind with her fifth kill. Dort College leads 8-6. 8-6 the score. Wesleyan will serve receive. Sending it over will be Gaysink. Gaysink floater short. Misstepping is the Wesleyan player. Now Tadlock from behind the spike line unable to put it down. Tipped over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Wesleyan. Scrambling. And four contacts on Wesleyan. Point defenders. Dort College leads 9-6. 9-6 our score. Serving is Gaysink again. Gaysink this time floats it down the right side, and that'll go as an ace. An ace serve for Gaysink. Gaysink entered tonight with 11 ace serves. That's her first by my count. And the defenders lead it 10-6. 10-6 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
At Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Gaysink short serve taken by Wesleyan and Tadlock. Set goes outside, and we've got a double contact called on Wesleyan and Van Epps. Point defenders. Defenders lead 11-6. So a ball handling error on the Tigers. Serving is Gaysink. Saved by Tadlock. Wesleyan attacking right side Misiacic. Misiacic hits it wide and out of bounds. Boy, from my vantage point, looked like she got that one in, but a hitting error, the call against Misiacic. And the defender run is now 5 points in a row. Here comes Wesleyan, attacking from the outside and getting the kill that time. Is number 10, and we didn't anticipate seeing her this evening. That's Sydney Fritz. Fritz with the kill. Going to make a notation that number 10 is Sydney Fritz. That's the second time I've had to look for her now. Comes over to Gaysink, pushed over the net, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, set goes to the middle, dug by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink. Right side back over to Moss. Moss flat foots it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. That's Fritz, unable to put it away. Comes back over to Wind. Wind bangs it off the top of the block. Here comes Wesleyan. Pushed up towards the net. And down the line for the kill is Fritz. Fritz with her second kill. She came into the match in set number one in place of Frick. Frick left looking like she was limping off of the floor. She played a little bit in set number two. Now Fritz back in. Set goes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Dortch's lead is 12-8. Into the blocks. Saved by Lindbergh. Pushed over the net by Moss. And they're going to call a lift on Haley Moss. Haley Moss whistled for the lift. Serving for Wesleyan is Emily Pengilly. Pengilly with service. It's 12-9. Serve is into the net by Pengilly, Point Dort College. So a service error by Pengilly. Dort College leads 13-9. Dort College one sets 1 and 2, 25-13 and 25-22. So the defenders squarely in the driver's seat here, up by four nearing the midpoint of this set. And just like that, Palama sends one long and out of bounds, and it's back to 13-10. So Palama with a service error. She has three service aces this evening. Serving for Wesleyan is Mallory Cooper, taken by Palama, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, and it hits a Wesleyan player, goes out of bounds. Point defenders. So Lindbergh will get credit for the kill. Lindbergh with her ninth unofficially. I have her leading the defenders. Keel has 8 by my count. Lindbergh now with service, and Lindbergh hits it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So a service error, and just like that, Wesleyan back to within 3. Dort College unable to shake this stubborn Wesleyan team. Taylor Spence serving. Spence serve taken by Palama. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altena. Altena with a swing. Controlled by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net. Saved by Scout and gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss through the block for the kill. Moss through the block. Gets the kill. Her 6th. Dort College leads at 15-11. Summer Jansen has service. So Jansen has serve. Jansen floats it down the line. Controlled by Wesleyan. Comes back left side. Tadlock unable to put it down. Blocked by Keel. Wesleyan recovers. Set back over to Tadlock. Saved by Scout. No. Unable to keep it in play. Ball ends up on the end line here at the Corn Palace. Last touch by the defenders. Point Wesleyan. Tadlock with a kill from the outside. Lauren Tadlock with her 12th kill. Wesleyan Svenep serving. Controlled by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena. Smokes that one through the block, and for Emma Altena, that is her 8th. 16-12, Dort College leading. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake awaiting the signal from our R1. The man in the stand, Wesleyan takes the serve from Drake. Wesleyan pushes it over. Tadlock with another kill. Well, Lauren Tadlock, you wondered how legitimate the numbers were coming into the match at 4.95%. She's got 13 this evening, so looks like things are legitimate here at Dakota Wesleyan. Lauren Tadlock averaging right at 5 kills per set. Gaysink slide right side, wind blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan back to within 2. So block put up on the slide to the right on the attack by Wind. And serving for Wesleyan is number 8, Lauren Tadlock. Tadlock serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Altena. Altena with a swing and the kill. That might be a matchup Dort College wants to exploit more if they can. Emma Altena with her 9th kill. Co-leader now with Lindbergh by my count. Emma Altena has service. And Altena. Top spin serve, saved by Wesleyan. Set goes outside. Fritz, block put up by Gaysink and Wind. Point Dort College. So Gaysink and Wind with the block. And the defender lead is 18-14. Emma Altena has service. Altena with a jump serve on the way. Altena, nearly an ace, and it'll go as an ace. The second pass, or the initial pass, was not clean enough to handle, and Altena records the ace. Emma Altena now with her 10th kill by my count. We have a timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. Dort College leads in the match 2-0, 19-14 in set 3.
Many people think.
Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Dort College knocking on the door of a set 3 win and a sweep in the process. Wesleyan and Tadlock, not so fast. Tadlock that time attacks from the 10-foot line, gets it through the block and records the kill. She's got 14 kills, and the Dort College defenders lead 19-15. 19-15, our score. Hoosier with service. Hoosier's serve is long and out of bounds, floats off the back line, and the defenders lead at 20-15. So Hoosier with the service error. Dort College trying to go to 2-0 in the conference. Wesleyan currently 0-1. Looks like they might start the year 0-2 in the conference. Been playing very well outside the conference. Drake gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan attacking. Passed over the nets. Wesleyan blocked by Moss. Saved by Wesleyan again. Now it'll be pushed over by Misiacic. controlled by the defenders. Gasing back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a cross-court kill. Well, Dort College squarely in front of Wesleyan. Lindbergh, I believe, with 10 kills. That's what I've got as my count, at least. Lindbergh and Altna with 10. Keel with 8. Haley Moss has 6. Jamie Gasink has 3. Jocelyn Wind has 5 by my count. More often than not, my statistics, exactly that. Unofficial. Wesleyan pushes it over, free ball to Dort College. Lindbergh, Gasink, Gasink, Moss, Moss, kill. Haley Moss with a kill. Haley with her 7th kill. And the defenders lead it 22-15. Well, Dort College feeling pretty good about things right now. Big one coming up on Saturday for the defenders as they host Hastings, a nationally rated team. And Fritz unable to handle that serve. And an ace for Gasink. Gasink with her 2nd ace serve. And the defender lead is 23-15. Served by Gasink, taken by Wesleyan, and hitting it out of the middle for the kill is Katie Vetch. Vetch with her 3rd kill. Dort College leads it 23-16. Serving for Wesleyan is Emily Pengilly. Dort College 2 points away from taking this match. Pengilly serve controlled by Dort College and Lindbergh. Back over to Gasink, comes back to Moss. Moss mistimed her jump, and a point for Wesleyan on the attack error. So Moss with the attack error. Pengilly with service. Her team down 6. They need a bunch of them. Pass goes over to Gasink. Comes back over to Wind. Wind unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Pushed outside to Fritz. Fritz with a kill. Fritz with her 3rd kill. Wesleyan refusing to go quietly into this September evening. Pengilly with service. Her floater, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, shoots it out wide. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. So another block and another point. And Coach Chad Hansen, I don't think he wants to use a timeout. He grudgingly uses one. Dort College leads 23-19, but Wesleyan has scored 4 in a row and forces Dort College to use a timeout. Back with more after this. 23-19, Dort College leading set number 3, but Wesleyan has fought from down 23-15 to score 4 points in a row. Serving for Wesleyan is Pengilly. Wesleyan fought back in set number 2 and made it close, but were unable to complete the comeback. Gasing goes outside Lindbergh. Power tip down the line. Wesleyan scrambling to it. 2 bodies on the floor. Passed over the net. Free ball. Scouting to Gasink. Gasink back over to Wind. Wind blocked at the net. Saved by Wesleyan. They keep it alive. Pushed over the net by Tadlock to the back corner. Saved by Scouting. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off speed. Saved by Spence. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan goes outside Fritz. Fritz hits it to the sideline for the kill. Fritz with the kill. Her 4th. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-20. Wesleyan has scored 5 in a row. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Moss. Moss attacking out of the middle for the kill on the slide. Dort College now on set and match point. Well, you could tell Dort College was given a couple other options to think about offensively in that timeout. That time they went to Moss attacking on the slide from left to right to the middle. Wesleyan with serve receive. Set goes outside Fritz. Fritz off speed, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Keel. Keel tips it over, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking Fritz. Fritz blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. She blocked as she hit it into the block, but the block goes off of the arms of Dort College and Haley Moss and into the antenna. Point Wesleyan. So another kill for Fritz. Fritz with her 5th kill. Mallory Cooper with service, her team down 3. Still on match point are the defenders. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill, and that's it. 9 kills for Elizabeth Keel, and the Dort College defenders win in 3, 25-13, 25-22, and 25-21. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's volleyball match right after
God's
this.
Presence is...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just got the box score. Let's take a look at it. Dort College hits for a 326 kill efficiency tonight, 40 kills, 11 errors, 89 total attacks. Dakota Wesleyan, 31 kills, 14 errors, and 88 total attacks, a 193 kill efficiency. Block points. Dort College, two solos and six block assists. That comes out to 5 points off of blocks for Wesleyan. They had one solo and 10 assists. That comes out to 6 points on block on blocks. Wesleyan had one ace serve. Dort College had nine. Dort College led tonight by Julia Lindbergh's 9 kills. 9, 3, and 21 her line. 9 kills, 3 errors, 21 total swings. 9 kills for Elizabeth Keel. 9, 0, and 18. That'll win you some matches. 500 kill efficiency for the senior. And Haley Moss, 9, 3, and 15. That's a 400 kill efficiency. So 3 players for Dort College with 9 kills each. Emma Altna had 7. Jocelyn Wind had 5. Jamie Gazing put up 35 assists. Right at her season average of 11.2. She was slightly better than that here this evening. Service aces, Abby Palama had 3. Jamie Gasink and Summer Jansen had 2 each. 10 digs tonight for Jill Scouten. And 2 block assists for Haley Moss. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were led by Lauren Tadlock's 14 kills, 3 errors, 28 total swings, 393 kill efficiency. 5 for Sydney Fritz, all of them coming in set number 5, and I believe all of them coming at the end when Wesleyan put together their run. Katie Vetch had 4 kills along with Dana Misiacic. Michelle Van Epps had 27 assists. Taylor Spence had 15 digs. 3 block assists for Katie Vetch. The Dort College defenders improved to 9-2 for the season, 2-0 in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan 9-4 overall, and they go to 0-2 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll give Coach Chad Hansen one more opportunity to come out of the locker room. Otherwise, we'll shut it down. We'll be back with more right after this. Well, that's going to do it. Dort College defeats Dakota Wesleyan 3-0, 25-13, 25-22, and 25-21. Looks like Coach Chad Hansen hung up with some other responsibilities, so we're going to call it a night. Dort College improves to 9-2 and 2-0. Next action, Dort College at home with the Hastings College Broncos on Saturday. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.